This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This shares my wonderful conversation with Franklin resident Marilyn Sutcliffe. We learn of Marilyn's Franklin story and discuss the reasons behind her financial contributions to the Franklin Food Pantry. Our conversation runs about 18 minutes, so let's listen into my conversation with Marilyn. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, on the internet anywhere at WFPR.FM and on the local Franklin area dial at 102.9. Here today for this session, we're joined by Marilyn Sutcliffe. Marilyn, welcome.
Thank you.
As I recall, when we started talking, you've been a frequent reader and a frequent commenter, but this is kind of like the first time we're actually meeting, albeit virtually.
Yes.
So for some of the listeners, or for most of the listeners, let's tell us a little bit about Franklin. About your Franklin story. Tell us a little about Marilyn.
So my Franklin story actually starts with my grandparents. They came from France, and they, long story, ended up on King Street in Franklin. 356, which is the gray house right next to the pond, across the pond from Spruce Pond.
Sure.
And they raised five children there, one of whom was my father. And there was always the land from that slopes down to the pond, I'm told, is actually quite a good piece of land for growing things. And I guess during the Depression, because my grandparents were farmers in France, were able to grow a lot of vegetables. And during the Depression, they fed a lot of the neighbors who could not farm. My father met my mother, who was from Easton, and I was brought up in Easton. And they sold the house on King Street. My grandfather had died. He actually worked for Clark, Cutler, and McDermott.
Yes.
And he died of anthrax. It came in on the wool of the sheep. So had a two-family house. My grandmother lived upstairs, so I had a lot of more of the Maury history than my mother's side of the family. And I had Franklin family, the Maury family, the Door family. My father's sister married a Door. So I have a lot of Franklin roots.
And over the years... A lot of connections. I've seen those names in different Franklin spots, certainly walking among the cemeteries as well, and
yes.
In different other publications and notifications. Yeah.
So, and I've now ended up in Franklin and sort of feel it's part home because I have relatives here. And over the course of the years, I inherited a little bit of money. I'm certainly not a wealthy person, but my family always brought me up to sometimes if you have a little bit of extra, you should share with those of people who don't have any money at all or who have a major need. So I try and support local needs.
Sure.
And I have never gone without a meal a day in my life. If you look at me, I've had more than enough to eat on more occasions. And so my heart has always gone towards people with medical needs or with hunger.
Sure.
So I've chosen to support the Franklin Food Pantry. It's a huge need. I look at this day and age in an American economy that's one of the strongest in the world, and it blows my mind to see that people don't have enough to eat. I also have a nursing background. I've done a lot of work with elders. And I find it unconscionable that we have elders that don't have enough to eat.
Right.
Or anybody, children, anybody. So, and I know that if I support the Franklin Food Pantry, nobody has a better handle on who is hungry than the local people.
Yes.
So that's why I definitely feel that my money goes to really good use supporting the local Franklin Food Pantry.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I know because of that, it's nice to buy things when they need things. I know periodically they will ask churches around the holidays to buy items, but I know that if we give money, that the food pantries can go to the Greater Boston Food Bank and buy discounted food through them to meet the needs that are not met elsewhere. So I feel very strongly about this.
Yeah. And use of the food bank and some other purchasing options that they have with the dollars certainly gives them more flexibility. I think even the notification this week, they updated their current needs list. And certainly some people think of, you know, let's give them some toilet paper. There's always a regular need for feminine paper good products, et cetera. But the needs will change from time to time, depending upon donations. They'll get an influx of, call it canned beans. So, oh, no, we don't need any beans. Let's shift to, you know, something else. So
there's also storage issues.
Absolutely. And until we get into the new building, and I say we broadly, but until the food pantry gets into the new building, the tiny building it is with the three floors, the storage options, the transportation options from one floor to another, that's a challenge. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the green dollars, digital dollars can be much more flexible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a long history. When I had started Franklin Matters many years ago, the executive director at the time had reached out to me and said, can you help us? So I started with some of their communication, built their first website, and then eventually joined the board, and then actually had the opportunity to lead the board for, I think it was about 4 or 5 years before my job switched. And it was a matter of, well, I'm doing a new role. It's global. Can I commit to it? So I committed at least to continuing to do Franklin Matters and sharing all the information that way, but I stepped back from the board. I'm back now in still a little bit more of an advisory role, helping them with their capital campaign for the building, particularly because, you know, the space certainly will provide that much more capability to meet the needs of the community.
Right.
Ultimately, they'll be able to come back and do shopping at some point in time. But, you know, especially in the pandemic, I think picking up on a couple of your points, the pandemic certainly has shown us that, you know, life can be fragile. Mm-hmm. Health and food as part of health, diet really, are key pieces. And if we don't have those, you know, the rest of the stuff kind of is, you know, tenuous. So.
Right. You can't keep a diabetic healthy if they don't have healthy food. You can't keep a heart patient healthy if they don't have heart healthy food.
Right.
You can't keep anybody healthy if they're malnourished. So it's really important.
Yeah.
And the food pantry gives them healthy foods. You know,
yes.
I mean, I know candy bar is really, really great, but you know what? That's not going to keep me healthy.
No.
And so I take, you know, the food pantry is just vitally important for maintaining the health of the town. And I think it speaks volumes about what the town of Franklin feels about the people who live there by how they support the people's health and well-being through the food pantry.
Right. Yeah. And then for the listeners to clarify too, certainly the town government per se, we're not associated, the food pantry is not associated with that. All the money that the food pantry gets is donated by the community or obtained through grants and other local support. So we don't get anything from, you know, some magic source. It's our efforts that provide that piece. Absolutely.
I guess when I say the town of Franklin, I guess I should really be clear about the people who live in the town of Franklin.
Right. Absolutely. It's us, you and I and us. The other residents, the 35, however many thousand of people, some number of which are the recipients of what we're doing. Right.
And I think because Franklin is not considered a poverty area, it's easy for residents to say, oh, well, there's no poverty in Franklin, but there is.
Absolutely.
And so I think we need to acknowledge that. And those of us, you know, my father always said, those who have should give something to those who have not.
I agree.
And I think, and I always say that, and I've probably repeated myself here, but it's so important. And you don't have to give thousands and millions or whatever.
No.
You know, every few dollars helps buy a can of beans, a loaf of bread. And I know the food pantry also helps with things that sometimes, you know, diapers. I know you can't buy those with food stamps. And I don't think that we realize how important that those things are.
Right. Or you know, I mentioned earlier, feminine products. It's yes. one of those odd things that you can't use food stamps or SNAP benefits to get. It's like, but yeah, it's critical as much to the health mm-hmm. as the diet is, you know, so you've got to be clean. We're forgetting, especially in a pandemic, that, you know, years and years ago, you know, the plague and other diseases were effectively eradicated because of, you know, better hygiene, mm-hmm. better plumbing, clean water. Right. And now we're affected now by this airborne illness. So we have to do our social distancing, wear masks, et cetera. We'll get by it at some point in time with the appropriate vaccines, which are fortunately now becoming available. So we can have that, you know, sure. you know, shield, if you will.
And as a nurse, I've been part of discharging people from hospitals on a diet that will keep them healthy.
Yes.
And when they look you in the eye and say, I can't afford this, what am I going to do? And the food pantries do a huge service to these people to give them healthier food so that they don't keep coming back into the hospital.
Right.
You know, hospitalizations cost a lot of money. And the money would be better spent giving them healthier food to keep them out of the hospital.
Right.
And, you know, and keeps them in their family. Family relationships are better. Mm-hmm. You know, relationships are better when people are feeling better.
Yes.
You know, if I don't feel good, I'm pretty cranky. So if I can keep healthy. So, I mean, good nutrition goes so far beyond just feeling satisfied when you push yourself away from the table and say, boy, I had a good meal.
Yes.
It affects yes. every aspect of our society.
Yeah. And it's interesting, from one of the interviews that I've done recently with our Board of Health Director, Kathleen Liberty, mm-hmm. she's working with both the senior center, food pantry, ultimately when the farmer's market comes back mm-hmm. in June, doing a prescription for food so that if somebody through the senior center in particular, that's where they'll pilot it. Because clearly elderly population, but they do have various, you know, whether diabetic or other mm-hmm. high blood pressure, there's all different diet pieces can be done to address that particular right. Issue that they're having medically, so that they would get a prescription from their health check. And then they could go to the food pantry or right. to the farmer's market and say, I need, you know, green vegetables or whatever it is based upon the prescription, based upon the diagnosis. And that kind of integration of the support, that I think, you know, over time we may have some kinks to work out, but I think that's going to be a good thing to do.
Oh, healthy food is part of disease management is much cheaper than taking a pill. Hmm. All taking a pill does is, well, yeah, it keeps you healthy, but it keeps the pharmaceutical businesses really, you know, roaring. Their profits rise because we can't eat healthy,
yep.
many of us. Yes. So I think if we could, the more people we can give healthy food to, we'll all be better for it.
Right.
Good. You know, and we don't have people who, the breadwinners of the family, are not able to work because they're in the hospital because they haven't had enough of the proper foods. And we have children in schools who are not able to achieve because, you know, they only eat one or two meals a day. I mean, they're lucky Monday through Friday, many of them get some food from school.
Mm-hmm.
What about vacations and summers?
Right.
So I think, you know, food is, it's, hey, the building blocks of who we are. It's what keeps us going. It's
right.
kind of like trying to run a car without gasoline, you know, doesn't
no, work. No. No, and that's where the funds of whatever amount, certainly within each individual's capability, and we certainly, on behalf of the residents, I appreciate your participation as well. I participate to the extent that I can as well, both on the capital campaign and on a regular basis doing other contributions. Mm-hmm. But then that funds both the regular delivery. They've piloted and now expanded that backpack. So for the school kids on the weekends, they get something for the weekend. I believe they're still going to try to do something for the summertime as well,
mm-hmm.
Either through the family distribution or through the schools as well. I think COVID last year, they did that through the schools. The federal grant provided some money in that case for
right.
that. And then even the, we also had a couple of interviews with Jen News, who did the community garden and coordinated the effort. I think they ended up with about 10 garden beds that produced, you know, fresh vegetables on a regular basis when during growing season. So that was all good.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
That's why I don't garden either. So I do much better writing checks.
You know, it takes a team of diverse people, you know, check writing on one case, you know, green thumb on another case.
Yep. I've tried gardening. That's not my strong point. So I'm much better. I can really write a check.
That's
great. Actually, I don't even do that. I actually have it deducted from my checking account every month.
Uh-huh.
And then I try and do a big donation.
Sure.
Once a year. But, you know, for everybody, even if it's $10 a month, if you automatically have it taken out of your checking account, boy, if you can have 100 people doing that,
yep,
it's a huge gain to the food pantry.
Yeah,
and you don't have to remember to do it.
Correct. Yeah. Did I remember? Did I do it? Oh, it's automatic. It's going. Yes.
You know, and it's something that the food pantry can count on. They don't have to wait and see, oh boy, are we going to get any donations this month? They have at least some semblance of being able to have a certain amount of money that they can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like my retirement check coming in and my Social Security check coming in.
Right.
So the food pantry needs their income as well to be able to rely on that. So I think that's a very important piece for people to realize that they can do that.
Sure. Yeah, it's all part of the planning. You plan financially in order to plan your diet, in order to maintain your health. Planning is related to that all the way along.
And then the food pantry gets to understand that they can rely on that every single month, rather than have people say, oh yeah, well, maybe I'll do it this month. And the maybe I'll do it this month are important, but they also need the people who can continually give a certain amount, even if it's $10 a month. It's important for the food pantry to be able to rely on that.
Good. Well, thank you for taking your time to share some of your stories, some of the reasons behind, and hopefully those listening will say, yeah, I can do that and contribute to the way that they can.
I'm not shy and I'm always willing to talk about things that will help other people.
Good.
And I really appreciate the opportunity to do this. And I hope it inspires a few people to donate a few bucks.
I join you in that hope.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.